afternoon, St. Louis, DGS on KMOX. Happy Winnie the Pooh's blustery day, gloomy Friday. I kind of love it. I kind of love this kind of weather.
Me too, man. Let's go.
Especially when it was like 100 degrees two weeks ago and the leaves are falling. I'm okay with this. Yep. Really cool.
Yes. I have allowed myself to just assume this is it now. That we're not going. We're not going to have any of those surprise 95 days.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I think we're done.
I'm with you. Now, looking at my, I shouldn't say this because Dave Murray's in town. He'll be here at 3 and he'll whip my ass.
Oh.
But when I look at the phone and I look at the 10 day and it's like 75, 75, 78, 80, 75, 76. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I can deal with that.
Yeah, we got a couple of days of 80, 81 next week. Everything's
no
in the
deal.
70s.
No big deal.
I'm happy.
Yeah. I'm even okay. Like last week when it got to 90. Oh, it's okay. 98, 99, you can kiss my butt.
Do you know how I dealt with the 90? Knowing that it was going to end in like 20 hours.
Right.
That's how I dealt with it.
It's a weird day today because, pardon me, Andrew's off, which I didn't know he was allowed to be off. I thought he was like an indentured servant or something. He had some sort of a deal with Odyssey.
Right.
So Andrew is off. He's just out in the wind. And Wheels is broadcasting from home because his lovely wife, Susan, tested positive for COVID. Hey, Wheels.
Hello, guys. Yeah, I'm here in the quarantine house. So
how's it going there?
Yeah, it's fine. She's doing all right. I mean, she's tired and all that. And she found that out this morning, by the way. So when I woke up to a picture saying, a picture of the positive test. I'm like, well, I better start making arrangements.
Hmm. Not the kind of picture.
I mean, for the show, not for bad things.
Oh, picture for my wife. Oh.
She's like, make sure you're alone when you open. You're like,
oh, no.
She's like, oh my God, she's pregnant.
I know. It looks like a pregnancy test. Surprise.
Yeah, that's not happening.
I'm not sure who he just hit.
Now that you're in quarantine.
I took care of that a while ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
What do you mean you took care of that?
Yourself?
Well, no, I didn't. I booked an appointment, and a doctor's like, I can fix that so that you don't have those kids.
Ew.
And I'm like, all right, let's do that.
well, good. Congratulations.
All right.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's something I always wanted to accomplish.
Did you do it during March Madness? Because that's when everybody gets it done.
No, I didn't. I wish I had, because then you can just sit around and do nothing and watch games.
Yeah.
But no,
that's when
it was definitely a few days on the couch, though.
Yeah.
Really?
I always tell the story when this comes up, because it really happened. Years and years ago, I had something going on down there and ended up being a prostate infection, and I had to go to a urologist. And so I'm standing there. He's sitting on a little roller chair, and I'm standing in front of him with my pants around my ankles. Because that's what you do with the urologist, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm making small talk, the smallest of talk. And I'm like... what's it called again? The operation,
vasectomy.
So vasectomy, how bad does that hurt? And he grabbed, and pinched.
I think that's illegal.
Really hard.
Nah, anything goes in the doctor's
really
office.
Really hard.
Oh.
And he goes, about like that. He goes, that's about the worst of it. And I'm like, well, did you just neuter me? Like, am I good now?
Did he just
was
do
that
the procedure?
It? Like, it was real. There's only a few ways to react to that. But I so underacted. I'm like, okay, that sounds about right. And I'm like, jeez.
I think you had a lawsuit there.
Maybe. Yeah.
Feels aggressive.
Yeah. Well, it was. And I think it was, this sounds... I know later because he talked to a friend of mine who's a doc. He is a fan of the show, and he was nervous. And I'm like, well, that's not how you do it.
Right, how you melt the ice.
That's not how you melt the ice.
Yeah, that melts the ice too quick.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
That's how I met Pajeski.
Yeah, far too quick. Yeah, and then Dave Murray's coming in. Like I said, he'll be here today at 3 p.m. and, pardon me, hang out the whole hour. We're going to close the show. Very proud of this. Rach interviewed me a couple of weeks ago when the suicide walk was coming up, and it was really good.
Yeah.
Don't you think? It was really...
Yeah.
And so we're going to play that for you at the end of the show. What else? Anything else? Book or housekeeping stuff? Can we move on with stuff?
I think that's everything.
Okay. I've decided I know the absolute pinnacle quintessence of the time between now and New Year's. Holiday season, like Chris and I both, we love this. Everyone loves holidays. The number one thing at the top, Sweet 16, no argument, is pumpkin pie with whipped cream. It just embodies everything. Everything about the holiday. Now, is it better to be a little kid and get a bike? Yes. But I mean, like, reasonably as an adult, what maybe a better word is what represents the season best to me, pumpkin pie, whipped cream.
Well, I like Christmas music in the stores and that decorations.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And like walking around and you're like, ooh, it's Christmas.
Well, yeah. I should be doing it by next week, so.
Yeah, that's right.
That's I will. Yeah, I'm into that. It started for me about 10 years ago. But it's good enough that it's it for me now.
Okay.
The eggnog latte.
Never had one.
Wow.
Oh, dude. I love eggnog.
Is it thick?
Not, I mean, you know.
Wheeler's suffering.
Yeah.
I don't like the nog.
How
man,
noggy is it?
Huh?
Is it pretty noggy?
It tastes like eggnog with coffee. It's great.
Do you like traditional eggnog with the alcohol and everything?
I don't mind that. I can just drink straight eggnog by itself without the booze. But with the booze, a little...
You love the nog.
Yeah, I do. I love
it. Nog is not to brag, but
so
I can
good.
Drink that without alcohol. Yeah,
well, it's kind of a brag.
You know what I want and I've never had is a hot toddy.
Oh,
I don't
have
one of those either.
In fact, I don't even know what one is. I just know that it's hot.
I don't know what that is either. And,
is it the same as mead?
No.
No, it's not the same as mead.
Mead's good, though.
Mead's what you drink when it's...
I don't know.
1400. And you're about to go to war.
And you're a Viking.
And you're a Viking.
In a giant hall.
Yeah.
Well.
No, a hot toddy, isn't it like hot, like, is it lemon,
like cider-y
water, and whiskey?
Kind of,
yeah.
I have had a hot toddy.
Doesn't that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Comforting.
Wheels, how concerned are you about getting COVID?
I don't know. So this is Susan's first time. She has not had it until now. I've had it twice already, so I'm hoping that maybe the antibodies are still doing their thing, and
they're
I
not.
Can get. I know.
No, they're. I'm pro bodies.
They're not. That the COVID has it's super now. It just gets you.
Yeah.
I know. And I've got the vaccine and all that, so I'm hoping that everything is just either mild or doesn't happen at all.
So you're never going to know where she got it, but you assume it was the travel?
Probably. I mean, it seems the most likely, right?
Yeah.
Nobody else that I know has it. Nobody that she knows has it. You know, so
Michael Kelly had it. You might want to be careful with that.
Oh, right. Michael Kelly.
Oh, that was my fault. I'm sorry.
It was going around. Yeah.
Michael and I were partying. You know, so.
It was going around, and so was like strep. Because a few weeks ago, I had a cold, and I had like tested at home, like just to make sure it was not COVID. And it wasn't, and then I even went into like urgent care to see. Okay, I just need to make sure. And they're like, nope, we've tested you for strep and the flu and COVID. Like, it's a cold. Like, welcome to a cold. They still exist. I was like, I'm sorry, sir. I forgot about a cold.
So no one likes taking COVID tests. I really hate taking the COVID test. I don't think I've ever had one administered to me. I think I've always done my own. But I still don't like it. And when I was at the meeting the other day for my No One Dies Alone, there's lots of hard things you have to do for this. And you have to be with people when they're dying and blah, 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 blah. But I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm still in. I'm okay. And then they go, now, if there's one COVID positive in an entire facility, before you do your 2-hour vigil, you have to take a COVID test. And I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I can't do this.
They don't stick the thing as far up your nose anymore. Because this was the first time.
That's good.
It was the first time I had ever had it administered. And I, because
like a quarter of an inch now or something.
Because I asked him, I'm like, is this going to touch my brain? And he's like, no, it's not. It's not bad anymore.
Yeah. I've heard such horror stories about that.
The home ones are not hard at all. Those first ones they did back in the beginning, oof.
Yeah.
They literally touched your brain.
Did you have a bad one, Rach?
Yeah, I did. And I felt bad because I was like, ouch, like in front of the nurse.
Oh, I kind of remember this.
Yeah, but it really hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, not to be a baby about it, but.
You don't have to feel bad. You're allowed to exclaim if they,
hurt you. She was probably administering about 100 of those a day, and she was just like, all right, stop whining.
Right. Yeah, I don't want that for me.
No. I'd rather somebody else do it.
Really?
Would you?
I'd rather somebody else do it with the risk of it going a little too far than myself. For whatever reason, when I do it myself, I either feel like I'm not doing it right or it hurts more.
Huh.
Really?
My brain. It just hurts more.
The first two times I did it, I just rubbed it on my forearm. Didn't work.
We go. So it's not.
Funny.
Yeah, you got to get up in there.
You put it under your armpit.
Yeah, I'm just going to hold it under my tongue.
Yep. Is this it?
It's the same thing, right? You either got it or you don't.
That was weird the first time when I had it. I think we've all had it now. You guys have had it multiple times. Whatever it was, a line or a cross, when it shows up, you're just like, holy crap.
Well, the one COVID. Yeah, the one time I did it, it was out of courtesy, like Kevin. Kevin's being very courteous, by the way, staying at home.
Yes, thank you, Kev.
You're welcome.
I'd gone out of town. I came back. It was a Monday. I was starting to feel it in the sinuses. And I thought, oh, I get sinus infections all the time my whole life. And I thought that's what it was. But I had a test. And I thought, I'll do it. I put it aside, showered, got ready, came back, two lines. I went, really?
Yeah.
I honestly didn't think that's what it was. Yeah. But the last two times I've had it, it's felt more like a sinus infection than anything else. Luckily, never been in the lungs. I mean, you know, the first time, the pounding headache and all that constant, and then the loss of taste and smell, that sucked. I hated all of that. But last two times was pretty mild.
So since I've had it, which was 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think so.
I forget. In May of something, my taste, I never lost my taste, but the very first thing I put in my mouth after testing positive was Qdoba, and it tasted like someone had literally poured salt all over it.
Weird.
And it never went away. And I've lost 45 pounds since then. So,
oh my gosh, because everything tastes so salty that it's just...
Anything from a restaurant, anything that I don't make myself, and I don't like making things myself, so pretty much anything just tastes like a really bad chef just over-seasoned
everything. I know a couple of my close friends had the really wacky taste thing. I don't know if it was salt, but there was everything tasted bad to them, and it was well over a year for both of them. Things were just messed up. And isn't that... That's the strangest thing about COVID... Other than the people who, you know, it actually really hurts them, but how differently it affected everybody.
Yeah.
For one person, it's a sinus infection. For me, it's in my lungs. For you, it's a headache. It just, it's strange how it affects everybody so differently.
I never had so much as a tickle in my throat. Mine was all, it was like a 4-day hangover, and it just, I just felt like crap. I remember walking up the stairs at my house and getting halfway up and having to stop.
Yeah.
And like, and go like, this is weird.
Yeah.
I felt like I had, like, all I wanted was, like, you know, I can have a sore throat. I can have a fever. Just don't let it hit my lungs, right? I need my lungs. I didn't have a fever. I didn't have a sore throat. I didn't have a stuffy nose. I felt like there was an elephant that was on fire sitting on my chest. And it was bad. And that pain lasted.
That's a visual.
Yeah, that pain lasted a long time. Like, even after I got better. Like, I remember we'd be sitting in the office back there, and you could hear me breathing.
Yeah, you'd be taking really large breaths all the time.
Yeah. And that was like months later.
That's scary, man.
That was scary. I couldn't run fast for like 5 months because I'd get chest pain and it'd knock me down for a week.
All right. Good luck, Will.
Yep. You'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll see.
124 DGS Wheels coming to us from home. Andrew's off for the day. I don't remember who said it yesterday. Maybe I just saw an ad. But somehow I got Jack in the Box in mind last night. Specifically Jack in the Box tacos. Did we talk about it yesterday?
We talked about it on Wednesday. Yeah.
All right, there you go. So I got them last night, and they're the most disgustingly wonderful thing ever.
Yes.
I mean, they're absolutely, like, if someone made them today for the first time, they'd get fired, right?
Soggy
like,
bottoms.
Come on, Ted. No one's going to eat this.
While you're eating it, looking at it, you're like, this is disgusting. Look at this. But oh my God, is it good.
I hope I have a couple more.
Oh my God.
But anyway, the first bite I took, I'm like, yep, I know you. And then I thought, if I've had a fast food item, I think I could nail it blindfolded. Do you guys feel the same way?
Yes.
Like, for example, I couldn't do a Wendy's burger because I'm not a big Wendy's guy. Mm-hmm. But I think I could. You could put McDonald's, Burger King, Dairy Queen, like a taste test.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like I could nail each one. Definitely like Big Macs and stuff like that.
Oh, the burger?
For sure.
A regular cheeseburger. I bet I could tell apart Wendy's, McDonald's,
that's a good test.
Burger King easily.
Yeah.
That's a good test.
That's not. I don't think that's hard.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all different consistencies, too. Yep. You know,
which says something about what we eat. We know them so well.
Right.
We can just name them.
Yeah, that's probably not good, is it?
Not good.
Could you guys do all their fries?
Yeah, I think I could.
They're
very
different.
I can only pick out McDonald's fries. They have a very specific thing, and they've never changed as far as I can tell.
Yep.
I think I could do it from sight on fries. Like if you just put them all in like the same container.
Yeah.
What about one fry? You line up one fry like a like the perfect suspect. Fry.
You're pushing me, but I think I could. I think I could pass. I couldn't get 100, but
well, it sounds like a TikTok video to me.
Yeah.
I think we have challenges brewing.
Uh huh.
Remember when I was a kid in the 80s, they did the Pepsi challenge.
Yep.
Where they would give you like a little Dixie cup of Pepsi and or Coke, and you had to decide what it was.
I was so intrigued by that.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It was such a good marketing campaign.
Yeah, it was.
Did you guys remember that Pepsi campaign where I think it was something, the ad for Coke was that they sold like twice as many Cokes as Pepsi or something like that. So Pepsi came out with a commercial where this kid buys all these Cokes and he stacks them up to stand on them so he can press the Pepsi button. Like, that's why they're selling all the Cokes. It was pretty clever.
I just know that that was probably the one time in my life that I can remember where a testimonial from a an entertainer like swayed my opinion on something. I was a huge Michael Jackson fan, therefore I loved Pepsi.
Interesting. I don't know.
The only time I can remember
I'm
that happening.
I'm sure I've been affected by someone, but I don't know who it would be. I can't remember, like, wow, I need to do that.
I know. I would fall for Oprah. If Oprah said this is the best one, I'm like, well, Oprah would know. She has access to all of everything.
Oprah wouldn't lie to me.
She wouldn't lie to me. That's how I viewed
it
with Oprah.
Good.
Yeah, Oprah would know.
If I beat the odds and I make it to heaven and Oprah's there to welcome me and she goes, welcome to heaven.
Oh,
I'm going the other place.
You are?
Really? Yeah, I'm going
what?
The other place.
Oh, there's a problem.
But she's going to give you a car.
Yeah, there's a new car up there.
No.
You get a car.
And a stack of books.
Oprah would ruin heaven for me.
No. That's so mean.
It's one of
you
us.
You wear her reading glasses.
She does make fine readers.
Yeah.
She does.
Wow.
He got me on that.
You guys could bond over that and
that's
then maybe
true.
Forge a relationship
from
there.
She'd be like, welcome
there.
To heaven. I'm like, I like your readers. Now I'm going to hell.
Are you mad at her for ruining that writer's career?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The
thousand little pieces.
Million little pieces.
She didn't ruin it. The writer lied.
Yeah, but she had him back on to just chastise him in front of everybody.
No, the only thing
that
I hate about
him.
Oprah is that thing. That's it. I don't hate her success. I don't hate her show.
You're listening to the Dave Glover Show.
135 DGS on KMOX. Have you never heard of puker?
Uh-uh.
No, really?
What is it?
It's in radio when somebody does this. You're listening to KMOX, 1120 AM. I can't even fake it. But when I first started, and I remember one of the OGs was like, well, at least you're not a puker. And I'm like, thank you, sir. I don't poop my pants either. But
so it's when you like throw your voice a lot?
Kevin, do it.
Wait, oh, do the fake radio guy thing?
Yeah,
it's like
it.
The fake FM stuff. Like, welcome back, guys. You're back on 104.9 The Rock.
Yeah, 104.9 The Rock.
That's pretty good.
It's like what a person who doesn't do it, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
When you tell them to pretend like you're doing radio, it's that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's that. So, and there are people who actually do it for their livelihoods.
Wasn't Casey
you remember
Kasem?
The SNL skit when they're like, they do the thing where they're like, and we're back.
I remember the
here's a song from 19.
I feel like Family Guy made fun of it with a little morning show kind of wacky morning zoo sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like Stewie in the butt. That's all I remember.
Stewie in the butt.
Stewie in the butt.
I remember that too. And in the 40s, everybody talked like this. I don't know why, but like, did everyone just talk like that? Yeah. I have the pancakes. Don't hold the syrup, see?
I always wonder, is that just how they sounded, or is it like the low quality of the radio
making it sound even worse?
I don't know.
Right.
It's probably a little bit of both, right? Because people did affect their voices according to what was fashionable, like the transatlantic accent, which doesn't exist, but that's how Cary Grant spoke and Katharine Hepburn. It was this like somewhat New England, almost kind of British.
I didn't know that.
No one speaks transatlantic. It was that very specific
time.
Was it
natural or they faked that?
It was a little affected, I think. But it was, like the 1940s Hollywood. That's you spoke.
I've never known what Cary Grant was because he he didn't sound like anybody.
Yeah.
Hmm. So there's the I think it's a TikTok lady or an Instagram. I've seen it on an Instagram reel. She's a dialect expert and like an accent expert. And she was saying that the American Southern accent, and I don't know if she demonstrates it. And I guess it sounds right where that accent comes from is just a slowed down version of the English accent for people who came here and settled.
Oh, wow.
Which interesting.
I guess if you slow it down.
I read an article recently that said that the Southern accent is slowly going away. Like with Generation Z and stuff, they don't hit those notes quite the way the older generations did. And they're like afraid that it's going to disappear eventually.
I feel like if I had an accent, I'd be a multimillionaire.
Yeah. Why? Because you just feel cooler?
Yeah. Everyone.
Anything?
I think, well, anything, yes. Like some of like the Germanic things are not so great, but sorry, Germany, but like anything British or Australian, you know, because they just seem funnier.
How about Boston?
No.
See, I love the Boston.
I do too.
I do too.
I love the Boston.
I wouldn't from Southie.
Yeah. But I wouldn't want
I thought like when I was doing blues hockey, I feel like I always felt like if I had an Irish accent, I would have gotten better answers because everybody would have been kind of charmed by it.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do love the Irish accent.
Asking about the power play, but sounding like Saoirse Ronan, I think people would have loved me, but I don't. So I had horrible answers.
Who's the actress? Is it Carrie Condon? Is that her name?
I think it is. Rome.
I don't know, but she was in Banshees of Inisherin.
Yes, that's her.
Yeah, I love that accent. I don't know what part of Ireland it is, but that accent, if you could duplicate that, I think it's adorable.
I do a really good Irish accent. Not to pat my own back, but you want to hear it?
Yes.
I tried to.
Oh, my gosh. I totally believed you.
Thank you. You felt like you were in Ireland.
Yeah.
Dude.
Felt like I was hearing my people.
Dude.
Toity.
Amy. Amy was like earnestly waiting for
James.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I can't wait to hear
like
this.
She doesn't know me.
Because I was like, oh, I wish I could do an Irish. Like, I would do an Irish
accent.
Like,
Dave's going to kill this one.
Oh, boy.
I didn't see that one coming at all.
It's Friday.
I was blindsided.
It's gloomy.
Every listener saw it from a million miles away.
Yeah, they're
away.
Like, he's going to do the hoity-toity thing.
I'm like, oh, really? Well, I didn't know.
Hey, Kev, I wanted you said something yesterday or the day before when we were at lunch with Andrew, and I wrote it down. I thought it was interesting. You were kind of complaining, I think, about Disney people and how like crazy people are about Disney. But then you said something to the effect of, but I'm not sure it's any different or worse than putting on a jersey and going to a game. Did I make that up? Did I dream it?
No, it was along those lines, because I think the people that rag on the Disney people are jerks, because it's like, how can adults go do this? I don't know. Why do adults put another man's name on the back of their shirt?
There's nothing.
I do that too. I wear jerseys too.
Everybody
cosplays, man.
I have good instincts. I knew this would take off.
I'm the jerk. Because like that was like a Disney adults a red flag for me. I'm the jerk, and I know a lot of people are, and that's why I understand it's my problem. And it's America.
I mean, you're a red flag for me.
I know.
No, I'm kidding.
I know.
I'm not.
I can't.
I have one jersey rule, and that is for me, this is just my thing. I will not wear the jersey of a guy who's younger than me. So I'm stuck with like, you know, Musial and Ozzie Smith. And
why is that?
I don't know. I feel like it would be weirder at this point of my life to wear a Caleb Williams jersey, even though I really want to. it's almost like, I don't know, in my head, there's something about for a while in my life, I feel like I need to be maybe until I'm like 70. And then when I'm 70, I think it's okay to wear a jersey that's of somebody younger. There's something cute about an older person wearing a rookie's jersey.
So you're
there's something about a person in their
40s. Right, you're too hot right now to wear a Caleb Williams jersey.
That's right.
I think it's weird. You know, like
I'm too cool.
People grow up loving different things, right? I grew up loving sports. People grow up loving bands, and they wear band t-shirts to concerts and things along those lines. But when it's Disney, oh, you're a weirdo. But it's literally the same behavior that everybody else engages.
I will not wear the of a concert I'm going to, I will not wear the band t-shirt.
So, I don't either. I wear a different band t-shirt.
I think I'm just like anti-merch, which is weird. Because like even whether it's a race, I don't wear the race t-shirt. I don't wear band t-shirts. Like, even
you're
if
just you, too cool.
I don't know what it is. So even like the Boston Marathon, people are like, oh, you get the shirt. I didn't. The most I could do merch wise was a coffee cup.
What if, how long have you been with Mason Jar now? A couple years?
Almost.
What if he had been holding out on you this whole time?
And he was a Disney
yes.
adult.
And he rolls it out to you.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be, that might be like one of those where you're like, oh, thank you, Lord.
Would it be a deal breaker?
Me. It might be. It might be, except here's what I found out early on is he did take, like years ago, his 17-year-old son, they took him to Disney World when he was little. And Dan hated it so much that I guess when it's your first time in Disney World, you get a sticker or a pin that says my first time at Disney.
Oh.
And so Dan took it and marked it off and wrote my last time at Disney. And he had his son wear that the whole time.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, as an adult, it can
found
be
the
a
right guy.
God. Circumstance.
Well, I mean, I went when I was two, apparently, but this is how long ago that was. They were building Epcot. That's
right.
A long time.
What is it? It is okay. Let's say that I went to Disney with a date, you know, just like another grown up, but I was chill about it. Is that okay? Or is it more when people are like, I got the mouse ears and I've got this?
So, you know what
when
it is?
We're like, hoity, hoity, hoity,
hoity. Hoity, hoity, yes. So, and I think Kevin will appreciate this. Maybe, maybe not. The mouse ears, like, it's that whole thing that it's weird to me. It's like it's like I love Bugs Bunny, throw shade, but I'm not going to wear Bugs Bunny ears and go to Six Flags.
This is a pretty good point.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, I love Bugs Bunny, but I'm not wearing Bugs Bunny ears. As far as two adults going to Disney, I feel like the game changed when they created like the Harry Potter world or the Star Wars world. Like maybe that's more adult oriented as well. I mean, I don't know. I didn't follow Harry Potter or, you know, but I mean, I could see how Star Wars world would be cool. I feel like that's even a little different than you wearing Mickey Mouse ears and going to see like the mouse.
That's a great point, though. Like you can do pretty much anything Disney wise and be accepted. But if I showed up at work dressed like Marvin the Martian, I'd have
or
a talk
six,
to Steve.
There are Six Flags. If you showed up wearing Bugs Bunny ears to Six Flags, people would be like, wow, you really like that guy.
150 DGS. We have George Mahey coming in at 2:30. We have Dave Murray coming in live in studio at 3 p.m. He'll be in for the whole hour. Bernie Miklas at 4 o'clock. I have something that I love it so much to the point that I'm almost obsessed with the idea of it, but every time I do it, I hate it. And this has to do with you, Aim, not you personally.
Yes.
Hiking.
Oh, really?
I can read Backpacker Magazine all day. I can watch movies about people hiking. I can fantasize about it. I can even get ready for hiking. Mm-hmm. When I was in Colorado last time, I love it. I love picking out my outfit. I love picking out the right socks for the terrain and the boots. And the first step I take, I'm like, God, it's so hard.
Yeah.
I'm going uphill. Now I'm going downhill. Is there no flat hikes? You know, just, do you have anything like that? You love the idea?
Movie popcorn.
Yeah, the first two bites.
Yo,
heaven!
Then it starts to hurt your tummy.
Just what did I every time it smells great, looks great. I get a small bag, take a couple of bites, and go, "Why did I get this?
Why did I do this?"
Every time.
I feel like I like the idea of most things. I don't really like the thing. I love the idea of pumpkin spice lattes, but I hate them. They're so gross.
That's a good one.
They're so gross.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. I love them so much.
I like
much.
The idea of knowing how to sew. I can't sew.
Mm.
It's boring.
Got anything, Rach?
I like the idea of like going out for the night.
Oh, that's another
but then
good
it's
one.
Like once you're there, it's like, I'd
that's
rather
another
be at
really
home,
good
probably.
One. Probably. Yeah.
See, you know what's funny? Sometimes I'm the opposite, right? Just don't feel like it, but I got friends out. I'm like, I got to go meet them. I'll go. And then I get there and, you know, half a beer in like, this is great.
Yeah.
I'm having the best time right now.
Yeah, it goes both ways. There are other times where it's like, it'll be fine. Once I'm out there, I'll have a good time. And then you get out there and it's like, no, it didn't work this time.
Remember back when I was playing in the band, and I'm talking like 20 years ago. So I was 40. And I would try to talk the bar owners into, because we'd always play 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. That's crazy. That's an insane period of time.
Yeah.
And I would try to talk them into saying, like, you should really go from like 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And they're like, what are you, 80? Like, I'm hiring you to be in my band?
That's awesome.
But I just, like, personally, if I could go see a band at 5.
4 hours is a long gig.
Tell me about it.
That's really long.
Yeah. Especially when you're not getting drunker.
Hmm.
Like, I can't tell you. I spent 20 years, like, because listeners would come out. And before the gig, completely above board. Everything's great.
Yeah.
Halfway through the gig, they're having a good time. They're loosey-goosey. They're telling me about the show. By the end, they're pulling themselves, like, crawling across the parking lot, following me to my car to put my amplifier away, like, let me tell you one more. And I'm just like, I have to be at White Castle in 8 minutes and pretend that I'm...
Should have gotten roadies.
Yeah.
Put just away your stuff for you.
Watching people get drunk when you're not getting drunk is a unique experience.
Oh, that's
tell
awful.
Me about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, same.
Yeah. Tell Kevin about it.
Spent a lot of my adult years
babysitting,
driving drunk people home and letting them puke in my car.
I don't know. Oh. You got a little wild at the comedy club the other night.
Yeah, I don't get drunk. I just get stupid.
Wait a minute.
Dave, how many Mountain Dews did he have?
He had one whole margarita.
Wow.
He did?
That and I've
seen
Diet Coke.
I've seen him have a margarita.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll drink two.
You know
or
that
two
song,
home, but
get one margarita.
I'm not gonna lie, it tastes like butt too.
It tastes
no,
like
no, it doesn't.
No, like the butt. One that I got was not good.
Oh yeah, you did react to that, didn't you?
Yeah,
yeah,
it was not good.
It was like that scene in Big where Tom Hanks spits out the caviar.
I'm used to the good stuff at home, man.
Kevin thought he was getting a margarita pizza. And brought
it I'm like, wait a minute.
No.
Where's the mozzarella?
Oh. Toity-toity.
Jeez. Any other
Stereotype
white countries
Friday.
We want to insult yeah, before the show's over?
Generalization. He's just getting even from me hitting his people.
That's what it is. He's upset.
Get in Z line.
Whoa.
Oh, there's a third one. We're just hitting
who
them
else?
All.
Oh, let's see. Who else can we get?
No,
that's good.
Yeah,
that's
all relaxed.
Probably end it with the Germans. Probably fine.
Kevin, you got something about Swedish people that you don't like?
Just the chef.
What?
The Swedish chef from the Muppets?
From the Muppets.
Yeah. Are you having margaritas at home today?
I think he's wasted.
Yeah.
He's got COVID.
Your wife doesn't have COVID.
Run when it's just getting